Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. I'm glad you could join me for episode 022. Well, we're in the week of Hanukkah, and I hope all my Jewish friends and students are enjoying their celebration of the miracle. The serious countdown to Christmas is underway. I don't know about you, but my quote-unquote free time, whatever that is becoming more and more scant. Let's see. This week I received some more sales brochures in the mail from guitar stores and music stores. And the guitar stores, some of them were offering a free lesson with the purchase of a guitar. Don't fall prey to that. I encourage you to find your own instructor independent of the offerings of merchants dangling the lesson before you as a way to draw you into their store or persuade you to buy a guitar from them rather than anyone else. It's just a sales ploy, 99% likely that is not going to be your guitar teacher, so really, why bother, and why judge a competent instructor by what someone the competency of is in question does for you? Anyway, it's a long show today because I have a November student review, so we're going to get right into it. I also need to be brief because I had a death in the family, not anyone very close, but still a family member, and I'm going to be needing to run out and pay respects and some other things. So let's get right into it. The student spotlight is next. In the student spotlight this week, there are 7 students, much less anemic than last week, I'm glad to say. The students are Anya, Arthur, Danielle, Julia, Melissa, Olivia, and Rob. Great work. I know some of you were distracted. That's been a trend for 2 weeks now. We may have to ride this one out for a couple more weeks. I think my adult students are even a bit more frazzled and distracted than some of the school-age students I work with. I think that may flip to be the opposite in another week or two. Excuse me. Anya, Arthur, Danielle, Julia, Melissa, Olivia, and Rob, your playing last week was excellent. Somehow the 6 of you were able to immunize yourself from distraction. That bug has been making its rounds through my entire student schedule, so go you. I hope you're all in the spotlight again next week. Ordinarily, the question of the week follows this, but there wasn't a really good question this week that hasn't already been covered fairly recently. So, in the interest of time, I'm going to skip the question this week and move right along to news. So here comes this week's news. In the news this week is that several guitar companies have really gorgeous 2011 calendars. I know this could also be in the gifts for guitarists in the Take Note segment, but I thought I'd put it here. Who's your favorite guitar company? If it's one of the larger ones, it's likely that they publish a calendar. If nothing else, they're great eye candy, and if seeing a beautiful instrument whenever you check a date doesn't prompt you to want to play some more, then I don't know what will. This is a clever subliminal way to get your school-age guitar student to play a little bit more or spend more time with their guitar also. I know Fender and Gibson offer these calendars, and I'm very sure there's a vintage guitar calendar. If you're interested in other guitar makers' calendars, check them out for yourself. I'll link to whichever ones I have notes of in my personal information on the show notes page. And you know, that's a nice kind of gift, not a very expensive one, or it's just good inspiration. So check out your favorite guitar company and go on their website and see if they have a calendar that might just be eye candy for you and stimulate you to play a little bit more. Up next is the November student review. All right, the official November student review begins now. And again, alphabetical order. If I'm slightly out of alphabetical order, it's just a lapse. I'm not showing any favoritism to anyone. Okay, first up is Anya. I'm glad you have a temperament that strives for excellence without any prompting. That's not something that anyone has to impress you with. It's built in, and that's a really great thing for a musician or for anyone, truly. But when you're a musician, that personal incentive to continue and continue and continue until you've got it right is just invaluable. It's wonderful that you possess that quality. Continue to work on your technique and apply yourself. You're doing really well, Anya. Keep it up. Arno, you're next. All I can say is your playing is progressing fabulously. I don't have any particular criticism. Just don't get ahead of yourself and don't play too fast too early. Other than that, you're doing great. Arthur, you've made great strides in November. You have become much more relaxed when you play. Not all the time. It's only sneaking in once in a while, that severe neck, shoulder, arm tension. But for the most part, you're more relaxed, so that's great. You're also playing music far more advanced than your less than 1 year playing experience. So you're doing great. Continue so. Brad, I don't know what we're going to do with you. You have a lot of potential, but other interests undermine any self-discipline you have. You have to decide to be a guitarist and apply yourself. Dude, a lot of less gifted and less financially comfortable people would give anything to have the opportunity to learn to play, and they would cultivate their playing by practicing. You need to cultivate the innate talent you have. Nothing's going to change, and it's never going to be easier for you until you get in a routine of practice and improvement. You know, you're really sort of in a stall pattern, and you're so totally distracted. You know, you got to rein in your thoughts, dude. You have great potential, but you're really not working at that level right now. Brittany, you're doing very well. I must say, last week you were a bit more giggly than usual, but we both know what was putting you over the humorous edge. So that having passed now, I hope that you're going to be able to resume practicing with dedication. If you do, you're going to continue having great progress. Carol, you are Superwoman. I don't know how you continue to juggle your crazy life. Sneak in guitar time when you can. That's all we can hope for right now. And let's hope 2011 is going to bring you just a bit more leisure and a bit more peace and a bit more tranquility in your life. Danielle, your new foray of playing with the jazz band at school has brought some great challenges that you are overcoming with understanding and great attention to your technique. You're doing terrifically. The only thing you need to work on is applying the knowledge you already have to what you do when you're playing. I know it's a lot to think about, but, you know, if you understand theory as well as you do, and you're playing something that's theoretically interesting, everything changes when you make the mental connection and you see what you're doing. You have a better insight as to what the composer is intending. So don't disengage what you know from what you do. That, you know, try to marry those things and be aware and really assess and examine your music when you're playing it. Elliot, we didn't see too much of each other in November. But when we did, you were playing quite well. I like how instinctively musical you are. Since guitar is not your first instrument, I don't know how much of that is natural and how much of it is transferring from your understanding of theory and playing piano. I tend to think a lot of it is natural. So this is something that, like Brad and everybody else, you need to cultivate it. It's really wonderful to work with you, and you're making great, great strides. Keep it up. Gary, you have overcome a lot of rhythmic challenges, but it still seems like rhythm is not totally logical to you yet. We're going to continue to work on it. I personally think that it has been a challenge for you for so long that it still causes you to lose your confidence, even though now you really understand it better. Your fretboard knowledge is tremendous. Stay with it, Gary. You're doing well. Julia, well, you haven't been totally consistent this month, but I think the past couple of weeks have been excellent. You have all the makings of a great musician if you take learning your craft and applying yourself to correct technique seriously. Honest, your potential is tremendous. It's all up to you, Julia. Melissa, your playing is getting better and better. You have truly amazing recall, and I'm glad to see how much you retain. What you need to work on is anticipating the slight consumption of time it takes from one chord to another and make the changes rapidly enough to be right on the beat without delay. Sometimes that hangs you up. Everything else is doing very well. Good work. Olivia, you play better and better every time we're together. I'm so glad you love your guitar and are becoming an accomplished guitarist. It's a sheer delight to work with such a gifted student. Rob, I love how surprised you were when that technical difficulty you had been having just disappeared last week. That's what effective practice does. Continue to apply yourself. You're doing really, really well. And last on the list today is Talia. We need to work on your inclination to play staccato when you should be playing legato, unless staccato is specified. Other than that, you're doing well for a student who is not practicing quite enough. You need to make more time every day, especially on weekends. You can't expect to skip both weekend days and not practice and, you know, fare well. Okay, you all know your strengths and weaknesses. Let's close out the year with monster playing from everybody. The Take Note segment is next. My Take Note topic this week is a continuation of last week's topic, which was gifts for guitarists. And that includes you, whether you're a guitarist asking for your benefactors to provide particular guitar-y things for you, or if you're a non-guitar player and you love a guitar player and want to give them a gift. So, let's cover a few that are not too difficult to obtain and that you still have time to choose if you so desire. How about tickets to that concert your guitarist or you as the guitarist would love to attend? That's not a hard one. Price might be a consideration, but if your benefactor or you are not constrained by price, this is a great option. If concert tickets are out of the price range of you or your benefactor, a gift card for some recorded music, whether it be from iTunes or Amazon or other vendor, might be a good thing. You or your benefactor then can choose the amount you or they want to spend. So, I mean, that's never a bad choice. How about gift cards for manicures or hand massages? I have a guitarist friend who could really use that. He plays about 250 gigs a year, and he was telling me just on Sunday that his right thumb is beginning to lock when he holds a pick, and his whole hand is in a weird position as he's playing. We don't think it's arthritis. We don't think it's carpal tunnel from his symptoms, but I mean, he could surely use a massage or maybe even a consult with an occupational therapist. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be just women who you might give gift certificates for manicures. Guys, you know, if they're real men, they can stand going into a manicure place and having their hand massaged and their nails just filed smoothly and their cuticles worked on. You know, it feels really good. Or, you know, some kind of spa appointment that's just for the hands. So you might want to think about that. One more suggestion that I have, which isn't too hard to get or have someone get you, would be a clip-on light for a music stand, if you're a guitarist or you use a music stand. For that matter, it doesn't even have to be a clip-on one, as long as it can be close enough to the music that it illuminates it better. The thing you or your benefactor need to consider is what kind of light to get. My favorite is a non-glare daylight simulating light. I have these kind of lights everywhere in my apartment that I do tasks for long periods. I'm absolutely convinced it reduces eye strain. I know you see better. The bulbs are a little expensive, and the ones I use don't fit into just any lamp. You have to have a lamp that takes the daylight simulating bulb. You know, that's one possibility. There are also a lot of inexpensive LED clip-on type things, but you've got to be careful about this. Depending on how much other ambient light there is in the room when it's used, you or your guitarist may have some, I don't know what you call it, but that phantom image you see after, like after you've had a flash photo taken, you know, and yeah, you can still see that, I don't know, sometimes it's a reddish or greenish dot. It always, that when I think of that, it always makes me think of the original Rear Window movie. If you haven't ever seen it and you like thrillers, put it on your must-see list. It's called Rear Window. Anyway, be careful about LED lights and how much you have to look at the brightness of them, obviously indirectly shaded. You know, you definitely don't want to look at the light, but be careful when you're using an LED light for task lighting. I recommend, and here's my health disclaimer, talk to your ophthalmologist regarding any kind of light you're going to use for long-term continuous task purposes. That's one of the reasons I use those daylight bulbs, because I really, my eyes could use some help, so I don't want to do anything detrimental. Okay, that wraps it up for this week's segment of episode 022. Next week I'll have a few more gift suggestions, and then we'll be off this kick. Let's move along to the outro. This is the outro for episode 022. Don't be snookered into buying a guitar somewhere that's offering a quote-unquote free lesson or lessons. That lesson is most likely not going to be with the instructor you're going to make a relationship with and learn from, so there's no added value there. Buy a guitar where you're going to buy a guitar. Congrats to Anya, Arthur, Brittany, Danielle, Julia, Melissa, and Olivia for super playing last week. Students, your November review should be a good indicator of what's going on and what's going well and what needs improvement. Take heed. Grab a calendar from your favorite guitar company. It may inspire you. Check out tickets, musical gift cards, manis or massages, and lights for your favorite guitarist or yourself. I wish all my Jewish friends and students a continued happy Hanukkah. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, GUITAR. TECHNIQUE T guitartor.com, and you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hillburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.